Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Now here's your host, Life Accountability Coach, Terrence Leftridge.
Another Tuesday night. Welcome in, family. I'm Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach Leftridge with Unstoppable Coaching Services, where we help you create your vision, implement your vision, but more importantly, we hold you accountable to making that vision a reality, to living the life that you were intended to live, created to live, and purposed to live. Thank you for joining me on a Tuesday night. I know you could be doing anything anywhere else in the world. So I don't take it lightly that you decided to take a little bit of your time to hang out and hear some quality programming, hear some great testimonies, hear some unstoppable stories about people doing great things. So as always, I want you to get comfortable. Come on in, grab your favorite beverage, grab your pen and your favorite note-taking device so that you can get more information about what's happening on the Unstoppable Story Show. Let's see real quick. Thank you guys who's watching us out in Facebook land. Zasha Hall, oh my God, the transformation coach. She is watching us. DM Burnett, hey cuz, hi, thanks for watching. Erica Ferguson was the first one in the Facebook room. Thank you, Erica, for joining us and getting ready to hear some great information, some great conversation on the Unstoppable Story Show. Well, you know what? Before I jump into our guest tonight, and we do have two powerful women here, I just got to say, but God. But God, y'all. Man, but God. I had a phenomenal life-changing transformational weekend. You know, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of those social medias out there, you know where I was this weekend. But for you guys who are listening in Blog Talk Radio and maybe listening to me for the first time or watching me for the first time, I had the opportunity to be the MC of the It's Your Time Success Unlimited 2017 conference in McAllen, Texas. Shout out to all the people of McAllen, Texas. They made me feel so warm. They made me feel so loved. The hospitality was off the chain. And shout out to the host of the event, Shamir Mallard, and his lovely wife, Veronica. Just love those guys to death. Anytime you want me back in McAllen, Texas, just pick up the phone and I will be there. It was a great weekend. It was a phenomenal weekend getting to share the stage with greats like Dr. Ruben West and Milton Gonzalez and Sulandia Hammond. But you guys know who was the headliner of this event. It was the one, the only, the living legend himself, Les Brown. Hey, if you're watching on Facebook Live right now, look behind me. That's me. And that other guy, Les Brown. But that's me with Les Brown. Les Brown is holding up my shirt, the I Am Unstoppable shirt. He's going to be wearing that shirt loud and proud, letting the world know that every time you see that shirt and every time you see him wearing that shirt, he's saying that he's unstoppable and you can be unstoppable too. It was fabulous being in the presence of such greatness. I got the chance to spend the better part of an entire Friday afternoon, Friday evening, just soaking up the greatness that is Les Brown, hearing his stories, hearing him speak, seeing how he gravitated to each member in the audience, seeing how he came without with precept, without fakeness. He was just transparent and authentic in his conversation, and it was a pleasure to be able to serve him for that brief period of time and just hang out in his hotel suite and just really be among greatness. You know, for those of you who don't know Les Brown, and I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't, but just in case you don't, he is one of the top five speakers in the world, not just in the country, not just in the state of Illinois, but in the world. Yes, Zasha, the energy was intense from the moment I got there to the moment I left. I can't tell you if I slept 8 hours the whole weekend that I was there. It was just that much. It was just that wanting to be around that man and wanting to be around the energy and wanting to know how he did what he did and how he got to where he got. You know, I won't go into the whole story because the show ain't about me tonight. It is about some guests on the show, but he was labeled educable, mentally retarded, and he was left back in school twice in his life. He never went to college. He doesn't have a college degree, but he is one of the Toastmasters' highest awards for a speaker, the Golden Gavel Award. He's spoken on 4 continents around the world, and he is sought after after all these years. And I'm just overjoyed because I was kissed on the cheek by that man, and that man said that there was greatness inside of me. Now, what does that mean to you right now? Well, what does that mean? That means that if you know what I've been through, if you know where I've come from, then you know it hasn't been an easy road for me either. But to be at a point in my life now where I can share the stage with such a great man as Les Brown and Sulandia Suham Baby from South Carolina and Milton Gonzalez and Shamir Mallard from Texas, to be asked to come and be on a stage in a state, in a city that I've never been to before, that is success. And, you know, I want to leave this with you before we jump into the show. I want you to recognize this. No matter what it is you're trying to do, whether you're Zasha, who's lost 180 pounds and now is showing other people how to do it, whether it's Erica Ferguson, whether it is Cy Quantanilla, whatever your definition of success is, it doesn't come by accident. There is no such thing as an overnight success. There are only a number of nights and nights of pursuing success. I told the audience that success is a noun, but succeed is a verb. And if you remember going to school, that the noun was just the place, the stopping point, but the verb was the action. And when you learn to take action and to succeed at being successful, then you too will be unstoppable, and you will be standing on stages across the world, and people will be looking at you at that measure of success that they want to reach to, recognizing that it's not out of arrogance, it's not out of cockiness, but it's out of the fact that you put in the work. And if you can put in the work and they just follow your example, then they can be unstoppable too. Shout out to Stephanie Harding for joining us. And everybody, come on in. Give me some hearts. Give me some likes. If this makes any sense to you, if you can understand my story, if the pictures don't paint 1,000 words, I don't know what else does. This was here in Les's hospitality suite. Got a chance to hang out with him, just break bread and be 4 brothers. That's in the blue shirt. That's Dr. Reuben West, my speaker coach of the Black Belt Speaker Group. Shamir Mallard was right there. He was the host of for this great phenomenal weekend. And there he is, the one, the only Les Brown, and a little old boy from Chicago who's doing big things, Mr. Unstoppable. So I had a great time, and I just want to continue to encourage you to go out and live your dreams and recognize that it's intentional. whatever you want to be, you've got to put the intention into it first. If you put intention and action into what you want to be, then you are going to be unstoppable too. And I've got two unstoppable guests here tonight. So, again, hopefully you've got your pens and you've got your papers together and you've got your favorite beverage together so that you can listen to some unstoppable stories from two unstoppable women tonight. We've got two authors here. One is here in Chicago. Another author who you'll be meeting a little later on the show is from Alabama. So let's get right into the show, can we? Tell a friend, the Unstoppable Story Show is on. And, oh, if you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is call in to 323-870-3764. Maybe, Zasha, if you're still here, if you could put that in the feed for me, 323-870-3764 is the call-in number if you want to join in and make a comment while we are on the air. So the first lady that we're going to talk to tonight is Marsha Martin Yates. Marsha Martin Yates. She is the author of the book Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. And she's a gifted writer. She's an actress. And she was born in the Delta during the hard times in Mississippi. Now, y'all know what it's like to be in Mississippi now, so you can imagine what it was like to be born in Mississippi back then. Her first book, her memoir, Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover, poignantly recounts trials and tribulations as well as the incomprehensible grace she has encountered in her life. It's her personal testimony to the goodness of God. To date, she lives here in Chicago with her husband, and her goal in life is to leave a strong, loving and positive legacy. So without further ado, let's welcome to the show a new friend to the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge, none other than Marsha Martin Yates. Marsha, are you on the broadcast?
Yes, I am. Hi, Terrence, and I'm so excited to be a part of your show. I'm excited to share.
Hey, hey, hey. Let me make sure we can hear you pretty well. All right. So, Marsha, I gave them this nice introduction, but, you know, only you can do it so much better than I. So, as we like to start off with each one of our guests, my first question to you is, Marsha, what does it mean to you to be unstoppable?
Yes, Terrence. To me, to be unstoppable is to go through life, trials and tribulations, but never giving up. No matter how hard it gets, no matter if you find yourself in the pit, you may be laying down, but just continue to look up, just never giving up. It is also to be unbeatable. To be unstoppable is to be unbeatable to me. And understand that you are your own team. You have to be your own team to be unstoppable.
Wow.
That's exactly what it means to me, Taryn.
I love that. I love the words unstoppable and unbeatable, because based upon the book, you had some fighting that you had to go through throughout your life, and to come out looking as lovely and as vibrant and as beautiful as you are, and talking about a vibrant, beautiful flower like the four-leaf clover, God has definitely been shining upon you. So take this opportunity
Absolutely.
To tell us a little bit more about the book, Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of times people want to know, how did I come up with that name? So I just give you a brief synopsis of that. Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. As you know, the four-leaf clover has some significance, faith, hope, love, and also there was this thing called good luck. I crossed it out because, Terrence, I don't believe in good luck. I believe in God's awesome gift of grace. And that's what my story is all about, having to go through life, realizing that faith, hope, love, and grace would see me through. And that's how I came up with the name, Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. And let me just tell you a little bit about how my book was birthed. My book was birthed out of pain. It was a time in my life where I didn't know where I was going or how I was going to get there. But through it all, God was there for me, and he showed me that I can still continue on. So it was more or less like I was compelled to read my life, to write this book rather than to say inspired. I was compelled because when I looked back over my life, Terrence, I saw so much that I had gone through. And then I realized how good God had been to me. And I just love telling everyone that you do not have to look like the hell that you have been through.
I love it. I love it. Do me a favor, though, because you're going in and out. So let's make sure that you're talking right into the phone so that all the people on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook land can hear you real well. Zasha Hall is just, she's just got four-leaf clovers instead of hearts going up, and she's happy. She loves your statement.
Wonderful.
From pain comes purpose.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep on.
Okay, I was just wondering if you can hear me. Yes, you know, you can turn your pain into a purpose. Absolutely. Most great things are born out of pain because pain teaches us to rise up and to move forward. And I just believe so much in those four little words because, you know, Terrence, without faith, Without having faith in our life, we don't know, we wouldn't know where to go. We wouldn't know how to hold on. Faith is just knowing and believing that you will make it through whatever it is that you may go through. And I love
yes.
that word hope. I love that word hope because what hope
what
did
that
for
mean
me,
to you?
What it gave for me, hope gave me the confidence, the strength that I needed to go on through life, to make it through the next phase in my life, just overpass. Because, you know, when you're going through trials and tribulations, you need that hope. You need that hope. Hope gives you the confidence to know that a better day is going to come.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Without
absolutely.
Hope, yes, without hope, life will eat you alive, Terrence. We have to hold on to our hope.
All right, so yeah,
yes.
keep talking directly into the phone because we're losing you every now and then, so.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, can you hear me
yeah,
now?
Yeah, whatever you're doing right there, that's it. That's it. Stay right in that position.
Okay, okay, I'll do that. Not a problem. So,
and
you
so,
know, I want to go right ahead.
So the book basically talks about the four different tenets, the faith, hope, grace and love, and as you said earlier, you crossed out luck because you don't believe it was luck. You think it was God's grace. Tell us a little bit more about what one, I don't want to give the whole book away, but tell us about one trial that you had to go through, but it was because of God's grace that you were able to make it through.
Absolutely. I just remember one of the lowest points in my life was coming home and finding that everything I own had been set on the sidewalk, had been set on the curb.
Oh.
Leaving me and my daughter homeless. My then husband had walked out and didn't continue to pay the bills, and I myself had a low-paying job, couldn't afford it. So when I was really faced with being homeless, I had to really grow up and do something, make some changes in my life. But I will tell you, for at least 4 years, or maybe 5 years, I lived from pillow to post. I struggled. I cried. But I can tell you that I did not lose faith, and I did not leave hope. I did not. I remember coming. We did finally get us a little apartment. I remember coming home one evening with my daughter, and the lights had been shut out.
Oh,
coming
wow.
Coming from Edison Head. Yes, we were in the dark. But when I think about how I made it through that, I was thankful that I wasn't on a park bench. You know,
mm-hmm.
It can always be worse. It can always
yeah,
be worse.
And that is a great point, and I'm glad you brought that out because, you know, many times people, when they're dealing with their own trials and their own tribulations, they think it is the worst thing that could be possibly happen, not just to them, but to anyone. But like you just
mm-hmm.
said, yeah,
your lights
were cut off, but at least you had a key to turn a lock to walk into a house that had no lights. Some people
absolutely.
Don't have a key. Some people don't have a door. Some people don't have a house. And you know, we gotta bring that home. We gotta make that relevant. We gotta make that real, so that when you talk about grace, you talk about even though I don't have everything that I want or even everything that I need, God, your grace is sufficient.
It's sufficient.
That's what the word says.
Yes, it is. Your grace is sufficient. And even as I laid in the dark, I had the presence of mind to just thank God, to still give him thanks, to still glorify him and tell him that I'm thankful that I'm not on a park bench.
Because I know
when I get my next check, I will pay the light bill and it will come back on.
Right. You had that hope, and I love how you just jumped to the other word. You had that hope. You had that hope inside of you. You had that faith inside of you that you knew that your current situation wasn't always going to be your situation. So as we talk about the book, you've got about 25 chapters. So just talk about some of the chapters, you know, give us the titles and give us like a quick synopsis of what they'll read about in those chapters, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't. But I'll tell you about Route 2, Box E-149. As a little girl living on the plantation, believe it or not, I was born on a plantation. I picked cotton. I chopped cotton. I was a barefooted little girl in the South where we said yes, sir, to the white man who owned the plantation. And
Hold the phone right there. Now, y'all heard what she just said. She said she was born on a plantation. She said she picked cotton. She said that she had this and that. But now, y'all, Facebook Live, come on now. Let me blow this picture up. Let me really blow this picture up. Does this look like a woman who was born on the plantation? Now, come on now. Born on the plantation means she was born at a certain time in this life. Look at that picture. Is that
thank
the picture?
You,
come on now. Come. You know what? The likes are not believing you, Marsha. The likes are not believing you. Maybe you were born maybe you were born next to Levi's and they had cotton and while they was making jeans. But you weren't born on no plantation, girl.
I was born on a plantation. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Zasha Hall.
Shoes on Sundays.
Zasha Hall says absolutely not.
It is the absolute truth. It's the absolute truth. And even though I left the South when I was 12 years old, I remember that mailbox because my mother had went away to work and sent us back money to help survive. And I just remember always running to that mailbox for my grandma just to see if there was an envelope there.
Oh, wow.
And, so I give the story of, you know, that mailbox and what happened during that period in my life.
I love it.
What's another chapter? Yes, another chapter, I think, is, let me see, Cotton Picking Good Time. I like Cotton Picking Good Time. You know, I tell about the time where, as I pick cotton, I think about my life today, that I wouldn't change it for anything. I have calluses in my hands right now that's there. They're formed. So if I sweep the floor for 2 minutes, they'll just come right back. You know.
And so what does that mean to you, and what does that mean for our audience? You wouldn't give up that time in your life for anything. What did you learn during that time that our audience should definitely know about?
I learned that hard work, you had to work to survive. You had to work to eat. As a little girl in a cotton field, probably from the age of 8 years old, I understood that it was important that I go out there from sunup to sundown and bring something home for grandma to help us make it through the year.
I love it.
With that being said, I am not afraid of hard work.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of hard work.
You talk about your grandma a lot in this book. You call her Mama, and you know we're coming up on Mother's. We're coming up on Mother's Day. So tell us about what the influence of your grandmama, Mama, had to you, not only in your life but in creating this book.
Everything. I owe everything to my grandmother, who I affectionately call Mama. I dedicated chapter 2 to her. I'm sorry, chapter 3. It says Mama the Gentle Giant, because my grandmother, she didn't rule with a tough hand. She ruled with her mouth. She had a way of speaking to you. You know, I can count the spankings she ever gave me, you know. But she had this way about herself that when she stepped in the room, you knew everything she had taught you better come into play. She could just look at us and we would just get it right together. She didn't need to lay hands on us all the time, you know. She was just gentle. I call her the gentle giant because even though she was gentle, she was like a giant to us.
So she was one of those where she could just cut her eye and get you straight, huh?
Honey, that side eye would make you tremble in your boots. You know, you did not want to get a side eye from Mama. And it was just, you know, she had that way about her, and she was just so strong, and she was a nurturer, and I was just so blessed to have had her in my life. By the time I came to Chicago, I was 15. I was already grounded in the Lord. I was already grounded in hard work. I already had morals. So I was grounded in some good stuff by the time I left home.
Okay. Shout out to your grandmama, aka Mama, wherever you are in heaven right now. Thank you for the grandchild that you were able to bless us with, and thank you, Marcia, for taking a little bit of time to come on the show and talk about your book. But before we let you go and before we wrap it up, you mentioned in the questionnaire that if there wasn't one thing you learned this. I learned that it didn't matter what happened to me in life. It only matters what happens within me. Talk to us a little bit about that, and then we're going to get your information.
Absolutely. That is a powerful statement. It does not matter what happened to you in life. It doesn't matter that I was homeless. It doesn't matter that I was divorced. It doesn't matter that I was molested. Not to put it down like it didn't happen or it didn't affect me. But what I'm saying is that I was able to get past it. I was able to pray about it. I was able to trust that I would be okay. So what I didn't allow for it to destroy me on the inside, I didn't allow it to destroy my heart, you know, to destroy my visions in life or to make me not trust people and that sort of thing. So, you know, I just summed it up to say that it didn't matter what happened to me in my life, Terrence. It just mattered what happened inside of me.
Yes, I love it. I love that, and that's a presence, that's a statement, that's a testimony that I think our viewers will definitely understand, and it will definitely resonate with them. So thank you, Marcia. Marcia's another one of those people that I met through social media on Facebook, and you know what? In my goal this year to take my online relationships offline, I'm so glad that, you know, she literally just lives around the corner to me. That's what I found out. So I'm so glad that we've been able to turn this online relationship into an offline friendship, Marcia. So thank you so much for taking some time to be on the show. Tell our audience how they can get a copy of this wonderful book, this wonderful read, Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. Where can they get this book?
Absolutely. It is available on Amazon. It is also in Kindle. So for those who doesn't like the paperback, you can also buy it Kindle.
Okay.
And if they reach out to me via Facebook, Marcia Marty Yakes, or on my service page, Paint the City Love, they can also reach out to me. And if they, you know, in the Chicagoland, I can make sure that they get it as well.
Okay, yeah, and you know what? I'm glad you threw that in there. Tell you've got a new cause that you're working on, and you're working on a grassroots level, and I just know it's going to blow up. But tell us a little bit more about Paint the City Love. What does that mean to you?
To paint the city love means to just do things in love, you know, to reach out in love. You know, love is a simple act of just caring. If you see someone with a tear and you snap up a Kleenex and just give it to them. You know, just compassion, caring, comforting, those sort of things. So as I give back, I want to give back in love.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And Lord knows,
absolutely,
here in Chicago with the year we've had so far, we could use a little bit more love and love across the world. So thank you for
absolutely
spearheading that and really looking to make a difference. This is Marsha Martin Yates, y'all. Y'all can find her on Facebook under her name, Marsha Martin Yates. Check her out. Go send her a friend request. Zasha said, thank you so much for blessing us with your story, Marsha. Tavia Free Spirit.
Oh, you're welcome.
Some life.
You're so welcome. Thank
DM
you.
And
you know
DM
what?
Burnett. Go ahead.
I can also be reached on my website, MarshaMartinYakes.com.
Oh, yeah. We got to make sure we say that. So what's the website again?
Yeah. MarshaMartinYakes.com.
All right. So you guys, we'll make sure we'll get that in the Facebook feed. And you guys, you're hearing it live on Blog Talk Radio right now. So, Marsha, can you hang out with us a little while longer while our other guest comes on, or do you need to run?
I would love to. I'm not going anywhere, Terrence.
All right. So Marsha Martin Yates, the author of the book, Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. Check her out get the book on Amazon.com, or you can go to her website. The website is MarshaMartinYates.com. MarshaMartinYates.com. We're going to put you on mute and so that we can pay some bills, Marsha, and we'll probably bring you back in the show a little bit later, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You guys, you are listening and watching the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Lefteridge. I told you we had some phenomenal guests this evening. Marsha Martin Yates, Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. It is a wonderful read. I highly recommend it. Zasha Hall, thank you for all the hearts. Thank you for all the love. Erica Ferguson, thank you for staying on with us. DM Burnett, thank you. But don't leave, because we got another guest coming up after we pay some bills. You're listening to the Unstoppable Story Show, and we've got a new sponsor this week. Our new sponsor this week is the extraordinary Everyday Marriage Duel, Sean and Dorian Nash. Yes, indeed, Sean and Dorian Nash, they are a wonderful couple. They've been married for over 17 years now, and now they're going to share their 17 years of marriage knowledge with you to help you answer the question that you might be facing, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're in a marriage, whether you're just starting out in a marriage. Yes, Zasha, this might definitely be for you. They are coming out with the book in June, right off the presses. The book is called Do You Love Me Still? How We Made It Through Our First 7 Years of Marriage and Beyond. So let me just give you a clip of a little snippet of what the book will be all about. So take a listen. First comes love, then comes marriage. Then comes our happily ever after. But how do we get to forever? You go get the copy of the book, Do You Love Me Still? By Sean and Dorian Nash, coming out June 2017. Yes, the book, Do You Love Me Still? By Sean and Dorian Nash, is going to be hot off the presses. coming up on June 3rd, and we're having a book signing here in the Chicagoland area. So if you're in the Chicagoland area or the surrounding suburbs, we want you to come out and see us for the Do You Love Me Still book signing event that's going to take place at the APS Bookstore. That's Authors Promoting Success Bookstore, 2653 South Lawndale here in Chicago. We'll be there starting at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll be there. They'll be reading excerpts from the book. They'll be taking questions from the audience, and we'll just be having a good time talking about love, love, love. You know, June is the month of love. June is the month where people start tying the knots, where people really start enjoying that summer love that's out there. See, Dasha just throwing up all the likes and all the hearts. She knows about it. She's in the midst of that new love. Shout out to her and her husband Isaac for being a part of the Unstoppable Story Show audience tonight. Definitely, we're going to have the book on Amazon and on Kindle. So if you can't make it to Chicago, we'll be giving you out that information on how you can go order and pre-order a copy of the book, Do You Love Me Still? So shout out to Sean and Dorian Nash for being the new sponsors of the Unstoppable Story Show. They believe in quality programming. They believe in bringing quality programming to you. And it's sponsors like Sean and Dorian Nash and sponsors like Tavia Free Spirit that's watching us on Facebook Live right now and sponsors like ATS Bookstore that allow me to continue to bring the Unstoppable Story Show to you. So if you are interested in being a sponsor of the Unstoppable Story Show, then all you have to do is reach out to me at Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. Yes, that's Terrence@unstoppablecoaching.com. We would love to have you come in and be a sponsor of the show. You get to be have a commercial made on your behalf, and that commercial will run for 4 consecutive shows, all for the small price of $35. You can't beat that with a stick. To get this kind of programming, to get this kind of exposure on local or national TV or radio, you're talking hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. But with internet radio and internet TV like we're doing right now, you can reach a global audience for just pennies. So don't just think about it. Go ahead and email me right now, and let's get you started being a sponsor to the Unstoppable Story Show, where we talk to ordinary people with unstoppable stories. Hey, shout out to Coach Sharnisha Rose. Thank you for joining us. Isaac, hey, Isaac, I see you out there. How you doing, brother? Hope you guys are living the unstoppable life where you are right now. Let's get back into the show. Again, we want to thank Marsha Martin Yates for joining us this evening, but we've got another phenomenal guest with another phenomenal story. She goes by the name of Blossom Rogers, and Blossom is a powerhouse. Blossom reached out to me and she said, Coach T, I got a story that I got to tell, and I need to be on your show to talk to your audience. And I said, well, tell me a little bit about the story. What is it? I got a 3-page email about her story. She is a powerhouse woman. She lives in Alabama right now. She's the author of 2 books. And the book that you see that's on Facebook right now is called From Under the Bridge. And it is her personal testimony on how she had her own personal war on drugs in her life for 19 years. But now she has been clean for the last 12 years. It's a story of how she decided to move from pleasing people into an attitude of only wanting to please God. Oh, my God, it's a powerful story, and I can't wait any longer to get you to hear the story from the woman herself. So let's welcome to the show our second guest for the evening. She is the one, she is the only, my new friend from Alabama, Blossom Rogers. Blossom, are you on the call?
I am not the one to gossip, but yes, I am. I'm here.
What's happening, Blossom? It's an unstoppable day, sweetie.
You, what when I tell you that God is good, that's all I can say. You know, no matter what we go through, we got to keep on. The word is called perseverance.
Yes.
It may not feel good, but it's working for our good.
So y'all know she already fired up. She ready to set the radio and the Facebook Live on fire. So Blossom, you know what? I can't do justice as to your bio and your story, so I won't even try. But let me hit you with the first question, and then we're gonna let you jump out and tell your story. So like I ask all my guests, Blossom Rogers, what does it mean to you to be unstoppable?
You know what? That's a good question. The 19 years that I was out there smoking crack cocaine, I was unstoppable then. So why not be unstoppable now? I tell a lot of people the same energy that I had knocking on them dope boys' doors and prostituting and stealing. It's the same kind of energy I have to have now. Knocking on people's doors, can I come on your platform and tell my story? Because somebody is going through or have been through what God brought me through. As I said, I am a grateful Christian and a grateful recovery addict. I smoke crack cocaine. When you look the word up, crackhead, they had my picture. My habit was 500 to 600. Yes. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, I did not play with it.
I hear you.
And you know, God blessed me with the two books, From Under Bridge 1 and 2, and then he blessed me with my third book, which is called And They Laugh. Because you know and I know we're going to have people that laugh at us. But when we can figure out, are they laughing with us or at us, then we'll
right.
know what to do.
Like
I said, The God is just good, you know, because I live under a bridge in the backseat of my car due to my drug habit. And I tell a lot of people that I liked it, smoking crack cocaine. I liked everything about it, the hustling, the manipulation. I just didn't like all the consequences that came with it. So now with book one, God blessed it where he had me do it in a two-book series. And I didn't do chapters. I just did it in a two-book series. So now book one tells you what led me to smoking crack. Now, I just turned 51 years young. Let's make sure we say that right, young, in January.
Yeah. I got you. Well, welcome,
I don't want nobody
to
get
club.
It twisted. Don't get it twisted now. There's nothing old but my clothes. But when I was coming up, you know, we couldn't talk about molestation. That was a no-no. You better not go next door and tell Miss Sarah that Uncle Bubba did this because you got busted in the head to the white meat. But we have to stop doing that because so many people swept that up under the rug till you couldn't even use a vacuum cleaner to even vacuum the floor because there's so many secrets up under them. But
you know,
I tell
you
about
what,
we just
let me, let me when you say something strong like that, I got to jump right in and add to it and emphasize it because so many things about our community, and I ain't afraid to say it, the black community, so many things about the black community for so long was kept under a veil of silence, under a cover of darkness. You know, whether it was somebody who had a dream, they told you, well, don't tell everybody your dream, baby, because someone's going to steal it. Or what, someone was trying to steal your virtue, just like in your case. Well, don't tell nobody that anybody stole your virtue, because what happens in this house
stays in this house.
And in both of those situations, nothing good comes with
mental illness. We want to keep that on the down low too, you know?
And so
like I said, that we're just as sick as our secrets. I didn't mean to cut you in, but I'm just telling you, God is flowing over here because I get excited every time he allows me to get on a platform to tell people where he brought me from, you know. Like I said,
book
one, it tells you about let me tell you one thing. I was the class clown coming up because I wanted to make everybody else feel good because I had so much hurt, and I felt like if I made you laugh, you'll like me. I was a people pleaser, and we have to stop that. We have to nip that in the bud because some people take your kindness as your weakness. So
exactly.
And nothing, your your gifts to make room for you. You know what I'm saying? So when I make you laugh, and even though I tell my testimony, I still can laugh about things. That's because God is so good, you know. So book one tells you how I got pregnant at an early age, how I got married at an early age, how I end up getting on the crack, but it's because now, I used to think that if a man didn't beat you, he didn't love you. But let me correct that.
You.
I don't think like that now.
Right.
But if you he didn't beat you or blacken your eye or have you bruised, he didn't love you. So I used to provoke the guy to do that to show me love. And that's the sad part. That's why we have to stop these generational curses. Stop telling the children this is normal, because it's not normal. It's a form of witchcraft, of evilness, you know. But like I said, I'm with this guy who was already on crack, and we always think we can change people. We can't change nobody but ourselves, because at times we change our minds so much. See, like when we dress it, should I put this on, should I put that on? Should I read this book or should I eat that? So how am I going to change somebody else's mind? So I'm putting it out there for somebody that we can't change nobody but ourselves. And then we have to ask God to help us, because we can't do it on our own. So once I got on the crack cocaine, it didn't take long. I ran out, like, you know, you just think about, you had got a mule and a horse at the beginning of a race. That horse race gonna take off fast, and that's how I did with the crack cocaine. I went wide open with it. I didn't play with it. So with these consequences, I became an unfit mother. And I want somebody to hear me very well. I maybe didn't sexually or physically abuse my boys, but mentally I put my boys through a lot. We have to realize that it's different ways of abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want somebody to hear me very well, too. I would rather get a lick than a word, because a lick on your ass, that thing, you know, when mama catch you in church and you're playing, she hit you so hard, that lasts maybe through the whole sermon. But a word will stick with you for the rest of your life. So we have to be careful of the things that we say. So now in book number two, now that's where all the juicy stuff at. Now book one is good, but I leave you in a cliffhanger. I'm still a hustler now. I'm still a hustler. But I leave you with a cliffhanger where you got to go to book number two. Now book number two tells you how I've been to prison. My prison number is 589931. How he delivered me from a homosexual spirit, because I had been molested and beat by men, and I thought going with a woman was better. And I'm telling you today, flat-footed and on this telephone, I had fell in love with this woman, and I wanted to marry her. But I want somebody to hear me very well. We're not born like that. That's a choice of lifestyle that we choose to live. I broke my first husband and told him I'm leaving you and the children for this woman. That's how the enemy had my mind so wrapped up. So then it also talks about my times going in and out of mental institutions and how I was out there in the streets, and I had did everything out there. And I want somebody to hear me. I had did everything out there but slept with an animal. And I was so bad on crack, if the dope boy would have gave me a 20-cent piece, I would have slept with a dog. That's how my self-esteem had then went just that low. I had a lot of people to tell me that I was going to die a crackhead, and I had accepted that. But I want somebody to hear me today. You are wonderfully made by the Lord. He don't make no mess. He don't make no mistakes. Don't let nobody tell you what you cannot do. God brought me from under a bridge to drive over the bridge to my dreams. So my dream is, and my desire is, the same mentality I had when I was up there getting my crack is the same mentality I got to have now. I don't like to be around people that say I'm fitting to do. How you spell that word? I'm fitting to do this. I didn't wait on the.
Right.
Can you tell me how you spell
you
fitting?
You definitely
I'm
shouldn't be saying
this.
It if you can't spell it, right? Let me ask you this, because I know it's juicy, and you got two books, and you're working on the third book that's just gonna blow people away. But what was the turning point, Blossom? What was the turning point in your life where you decided that you no longer wanted to be held down by the crack, where you no longer wanted to be held down by the people who were just using you for their pleasure? What was that turning point where you decided that you wanted to go in a different direction?
Well, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. But you got to work for yourself. Cause I had tried it for mama, children, church, but I had never tried it for Blossom. God delivered me where I was with the guy. He never told me that he was HIV, but I'm standing here today. My dreads, when you see my pictures, I have dreads. So my dreads represent I haven't smoked no crack, drunk no beer, or combed my hair in 12 years. Now, women, I do cover up the wisdom. That's the edge, you know, that looks, that thing they call gray hair, because I don't want everybody to know how smart I am.
The wisdom.
But it's called wisdom. But I had joined the church, but then I backslid. And, you know, you have a lot of people talking about when I found Jesus. Jesus was never lost. I was the one that was lost sitting in that crack.
Exactly.
So I'm originally from Florida, so that's where all my addiction happened. I was in the crack house smoking. I was smoking hard. But and if you look on my Facebook, I have a picture of a shirt, shoes, and pocketbook. And them are the items that I had on 12 years ago sitting in a crack house. Now, when God let me get clean, I couldn't even give them clothes away. And I was like, I couldn't throw them away. Now I use them every time I go on the platform to let people know if you can't wear my shoes mentally or physically, there's nothing you can tell me. We have a lot of people trying to tell me, well, you can do this, you can do that. But if you have never been through a situation, how are you going to be able to tell somebody else? You know, you have a lot of people, God bless me, go back to school. I got my certification in drug addiction. Well, God bless me, I got street knowledge from the street. And then he gave me book knowledge, you know.
Right.
Sometimes it's best to have that street knowledge so people can't run those circles around you. But I was sitting in the crack house, and I was smoking. And the girl came and brought me another hit of crack. And I remember having a piece of paper in that first. And I got the paper out, and I started writing God a letter. And that's sometimes I want the listeners to listen, because at time, write down, just talk to them. I put everything on the paper. And I remember the girl coming to me, and she was giving me another piece of crack. And I told her, I said, well, next time you see me, I'll be clean sober. And she laughed. You know, so I
didn't believe it.
No, you know, because I didn't believe it. I'm going to tell you the truth, I didn't believe it at that time. But I knew something was going to happen. You know, I have a lot of people say, Boston, would you throw the crack away while he was writing God? No, I wasn't going to. Free crack. I wasn't going to throw no free crack away. So. who throw what away? So I remember taking the. I'm just telling you the truth about me. So
you know what? One thing is for sure, that you didn't stop being a mess after you gave up the crack. That's for sure.
I'm trying to told you. Y'all better know. And
I love
so
it.
I remember taking that last hit. I remember taking that last hit, and my lips was burnt up from the stem. My fingers was sore from flicking the light. I was just, and you know what? I was just a hot mess out there. I looked like Tails from the Crypt and smelled like hot buttermilk, because I didn't take a bath. I didn't like water, and water, it didn't like me. They used to could smell me coming before they see me coming. I was a mean drunk and a mean crackhead, because nobody would believe that I went through molestation. But God had to teach me how to give that secret back to the person who did it. And God had to teach me how to forgive myself. And God had to teach me that we are not perfect, but because of him, he doesn't hold our past or nothing against us. So God blessed me that night. I walked out that crack house. I put that person on my shoulder like, Mother Dear. And I remember checking myself in the hospital, and I told him, I said, y'all don't let me go till you find me a place, because I knew if I took another hit, I was either going to hurt somebody or somebody was going to hurt me. That's, I hadn't got mentally drained. And so, like I said, and I tell a lot of people, just because we smoke crack and drink alcohol, it's a root to why we do that. It's just like you live in the most prettiest house on the block, and every time you drive up your driveway, you got all the branches and the leaves in the yard, and it makes the house look ugly. But until you get out your car and go to your shed and get that axe and cut that root of that tree down, then you can start dealing with something. I used to couldn't say the word molestation without going to get high. I got high for Bird got hit. Bird dead, let's go get high. I just got high just because. But so, like I said, my desire is to go around the world telling my story, making people laugh, because you still can laugh. Because I did some funny things while I was out there. But God has taught me the difference between are they laughing with you or at you. You know what I'm saying? Then you'll know what you're working with. So God bless me. God bless me. I went through.
I'm glad you just said that. I'm glad you just said that, Blossom, because someone just said in Facebook Live, Zasha was saying that she wanted to laugh because you are hilarious. But, you know, because of the subject matter that we're talking about, you know, sometimes we're not sure if it's appropriate to do that. But I'm glad you said that because it's the one thing
yeah.
that I know.
Yeah.
Despite everything that you may go through, a little bit of laughter goes a long way. And it goes a long way towards healing. It goes a long way towards forgiving. It goes a long way for looking at yourself for yourself instead of looking at our representatives. You know what? Some people can't laugh at themselves. Some people,
they
no matter what, cannot laugh at themselves because they take themselves way too serious. But you're
Let
able
me tell
to
you,
laugh
when
at
I was,
Go
when
ahead.
I was growing up, we was at a house party, and I was trying to be the hostess. Had old bowl full of broke-up potato chips. And I remember my cousin saying, "Oh, sit down, baby bubble lip." And I cried, and I cried, and I cried. I wanted a lip operation at the age of 11. But look at all these people now. They're going to get their lips blown up. Or
right.
I got to just put some lipstick on, and it's on. You know. So when you can look at the I'm listening. I tell people my dreads, I'm happy to be nappy. Now, the dreads are by choice, not by force. When you can love yourself, you don't worry about nobody else. It is what it is. And you got to remember that misery hurt people want to hurt other people. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? So
yes.
tell
yes.
the young lady to laugh because I know she's laughing with me and not at me. And that's what God blesses me to do before I start on any platform. I always pray and I let them know it's okay to laugh because I did some funny things out there. I'm homeless. We out there robbing another homeless man. You know what I'm saying? We weren't no Barney and Clyde. We was Fred and what the other little man is. I mean, we did some
Fred and Barney.
Damn,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how we had to push the car with our feet. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, God is just good. So God bless me. I went through treatment down in Miami, and, you know, that's what God had to send me because, I mean, that's what everything was. I said, now, I can't play the tricks I played in my hometown because they'd have killed me down in Miami. But God bless
yeah.
me. I was able to do my treatment, and I didn't go back around the people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? Then
mm-hmm.
God bless me. I got married while I was down there. God bless me. I went back to school, and I became a national certified medical assistant. So then I moved to
Praise
Alabama.
God.
So I got I got some time up under my belt. And I want people to know we're still going to have life issues. Let's stop saying problems, issues. Now,
yes.
all this time, I'm coming up with 12 years clean. Now, my ex-husband, this is his hometown. But God blessed it where I was on program in Florida, and we got a divorce due to love. And people say love. I said, yeah, because he loved talking to other women and brought another woman in my house. But God, I didn't go back and smoke no crack cocaine. I cried out to the Lord because I was hurt, because I was trying to do things. Like
mm-hmm.
I was used to laying up with this man, that woman, or threesomes. But this one was being faithful. Then last year, lost my house to foreclosure. But God, I didn't get high. 8 months ago, had just heard a sermon by T.D. Jakes. He had them preach the house down. I mean, I had to went behind the veil, open my front door. They repoed my car. But God, I didn't get high.
Yeah.
So we still gonna
yeah.
have life issues. We don't have to go back to the old thing, the old familiar. So in the process, God has blessed me with the two books from Under Bridge 1 and 2, and then book number 3 is called And They Laugh. Then God has blessed me where I'm a motivational speaker now. But God has blessed me. I went before Habitat here in Tuscaloosa, and I told them my dream. I said, because I never had a safe place to go, so I always went back to the people, places, and things. And I was asking them to help me build a house for women that want to stay clean and sober. But God blessed it where they couldn't build the house. He said, but Boston, we got a piece of land that we want to give you that we'll never use. So now God
wow.
says, and I have the land.
Yes.
I have my blueprint. I
yes.
have my building permit.
Yes.
So I went before the city, and they approved where I can house 6 women instead of 3 women. And God bless me with the organization that has told me if I raise $40,000 that they'll build the whole house. So I'm asking everybody,
Ooh.
Please keep us in prayer. That's $40,000
oh, yeah,
take care of
yeah,
the labor
yeah.
and the material. So that's where I'm at with that. And then, like I said, the name of the house will be From Under a Bridge, Safe Haven Home for Women. They could stay 6 months to a year. Because, like I said, we have to be taught how to pay bills. Because when they turned my power on, I would go get the meter off of somebody else's house and put on my house. So they had to take the money, go inside and pay. Or when they came and turned the water off, I would get a wrench and turn the water back on. So they had to teach me go inside and pay. You know, so you have to be taught things. So that's where we at right now. And like I said, I love to laugh. And if anybody needs me, just reach out. And if I can do it, I'll do my best. And like I said, now I don't play tricks and I don't look like Toys R Us because I take my sobriety very seriously. Because if I pick that up, I'm not going to be good to nobody. And like I said, God is just good. And I want to ask God to bless you abundantly for allowing me to come on your platform, because you could have bucked the system and said, no, that's all right. But you didn't. You made me feel welcome. And I want to ask God to show you favor for doing that. And that's blessing.
Well, I thank you. And you know what? God is the person who made me do this show. And you know what? I know we're at the hour, but you know, this is my show. So I always add some extra time into it. So if y'all got to go on Facebook Live, God bless you. May the road rise to meet you. But if you can hang out, I want to bring these two powerful women back on to, you know, just chop it up a little bit more. And then we'll get Blossom's information on how you can get her book and how you can help her build this, not just a house, build a home for people like her. So hold on, Blossom. I want to see if we still got Marcia Yates in on the line. Marcia, are you, hold on a second, technology, come on technology, work with a brother. Marcia, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am, Terrence, I'm here, I've been enjoying listening to Blossom.
Oh, yeah,
hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Hi there, how are you?
Girl, I can't tell it, because I don't tell everybody everything. You just have to creep up on them. Don't tell them everything. But girl, you got a powerful story, too. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's that's why I wanted to bring both of you guys on the show at the same time, because you've got this common thread of trials, tribulation, and overcoming. Marcia, you told a little bit about the things that was going on in your growing up, the things that the family didn't want to talk about, the secrets that would keep people down and keep people under control, but keep people lost as well. And that's very similar to the story that Blossom was saying. So did you have a comment about Blossom's story and how you could see the relationship with the trials and tribulations that was going on at that time?
Absolutely, I can. The common thread is God. God saw us both through. Although her story is different from mine, it's a story worth telling. It's a story worth listening to. And I'm sure she tells her story for the same reason that I do. And that is just simply to connect to others and to encourage others and to inspire others to, as they go through life and their trials and tribulations and their mishaps and their ups and their downs, that they can still make it through. That's the whole purpose of telling my story, that I want my readers to know that if I went through this and I came out, I don't look like the hell that I've been through, you can too.
Mm.
We all came.
And Blossom, piggyback off of that. You talked about your wisdom hairs. You talked about that your hair has grown to signify the 12 years of your sobriety. The hell you've been through. Is that why you wrote these two books? Is that why you're building the foundation?
That's just why, because like I said, and I've had men to come up after they read the book and tell me they were molested too. But like I said, we need to help people, because like I said, somebody needs to know and hear that if God brought these two power women out, that He could do the same thing for me. And I tip my hat to you, mighty woman of God. You just keep on letting God use you. And I want to leave this with somebody: throw your watches away, because you don't have time for no foolishness. You understand me? Because you got a lot of people that's coming to you with you.
Wait, hold the phone. We don't let tweetables We do not let tweetables go by on this show. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, get your pen, get your paper. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, we're going to say that one more again so that y'all can get it down. What did you say about the watch, Blossom?
I am not the one to gossip. I heard this on the song, and it had a little beat, and I was like, I was back in the club, and I heard him say, throw your watch away because I ain't got time for that. And that's what we need to tell people when they come into us with, you shouldn't do this, or, I wouldn't do that. You ain't got no time for that. So throw that watch away. When they come up to you, that's what you're just letting them know. I ain't got time for that. And carry on. Mm-hmm. Leave them setting up stuff, trying to figure out what's going on. Make them wonder, not you.
Throw your watch away because I ain't got no time for that.
Oof. You know, I just believe that, and I just want to encourage the listeners that everybody's walk will be different. You know, you may not have heard your walk from either of us, but just know that your walk is your walk, and it is okay. Just stop, take some time, and listen. God is just trying to tell you something, and everything he do is for our good. I just want to encourage everyone that can to just walk in a full heart of freedom, happiness, peace, and love.
I love it. Amen. I love it. And you know what, you guys, every time I do this show, I walk away being more fulfilled and more blessed than what I thought I was going to be. You know, it's a blessing to hear your stories. It's a blessing to see what you have gone through and to see you on the other side. Because many times we just see the person where they are right now. And, you know, if everything looks good on the outside and everything is in the right spot and everything is where it's supposed to be from the outside, we don't even think about what's on the inside. A good friend of mine and a fellow speaker, Maria Vega, says, you know, many of us are like Oreo cookies. The good stuff is on the inside. But you got to break that cookie open. You got to break that cookie open to get to the good side. And sometimes to break that cookie open. Yeah, go ahead. Jump on in there, Marcia.
This just came to my spirit. That you got to take, sometimes you have to take that cookie and dip it in the milk. Then that's when you go up, when you're being baptized, when you're being merged up on the world, you come back up.
Sometimes you got to be dipped.
Come on, Blossom. Come on, Blossom.
I got you. Blossom, here I go. Sometimes your cookie got to go to Dairy Queen and go through a blender so people can really see how good you taste.
You're a poet and you don't even know it. What? Look at him.
But I love you guys. I love your spirit. I love your energy. I love the fact that you have this spirit and this energy despite what you've gone through. You know, Blossom, you are hilarious. You know, if this book thing don't work out, we're going to book you at some comedy clubs. Marcia,
you know what? God bless me. I was on Clifford Dollar's show in December. He said, Blossom, he said, if you're not a comedian, you should be one. Because we can laugh, y'all. We can laugh.
Right.
Yeah, we went for it. But we can laugh. And so who mad? The devil mad. He wants to still be hung down.
That's right.
So why not laugh? He laughed at us all the years. So let's get back.
Laughter is good for the soul.
Yes,
you better
it is.
Laughter is good for the soul.
And what is better than to give the devil the last laugh?
Okay.
Whatever, devil,
there you go.
You gave your best shot, but look at me now. So, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to stop with you guys sharing your story on my show. Blossom, I know I've got a buddy in Atlanta that's got an internet radio network, and he has a similar story to yours. He even wrote a book called Back From Broken. I think you would be perfect for his show. I'm going to connect you with him. Same thing with you, Marcia. I'm going to connect you with him because he also has a radio show called Setback Survivors. And, you know, ain't nothing like having a setback. But Willie Jolly said that a setback ain't nothing but a setup for a comeback. And you ladies
come
back in a big, big way. So we're going to continue to connect. I'm going to continue to do my best to get your story heard on other stations, other radio shows,
Amen.
So that you can continue to spread your message and you can continue to let people know, like Marcia said, if you can do it, they can do it too. So I
they
appreciate
can do it. Absolutely.
Before we go, Absolutely. Blossom, how can they get your book? How can they get in contact with you? And how can they donate to helping you build the From Under the Bridge home in Alabama?
Okay. They can look me up on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164. My email is blos2white@yahoo.com. And check out my new website, blossomrogers.weebly.com. And I ain't the one to die, but God has blessed me where we're in pre-production now, which we're getting ready to make the book into a film. So Empire, y'all better look out now, because I told y'all we're coming. We come on your schedule.
All right.
But Marcia, I want you to get some.
Hopefully.
Marcia, I want you to get in touch with me so you can come on my radio show.
Okay.
I would love to do that. Thank you. I would love to do that. Thank you
okay.
for inviting me.
Okay.
And you know, if there's a part in this upcoming TV show, movie for, you know, a handsome, debonair life coach, radio host.
Inbox me your information. I'll send it straight on to my screenplay. But I'm excited, you know what I'm saying, because all that I went through, being able to see this on film, you know what I'm saying, God gets the glory.
Yes, he does. As always. So, ladies, I'm going to give you each a minute to give us a final word, and then we're going to wrap this show up for the evening. So let's start where we began. Marcia Martin Yates, author of the book Life is But a Four-Leaf Clover. Give us some closing thoughts, what you thought about the show, what you want them to know, what you want them to do next with you.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Terrence, for having me on your show. I think you have a beautiful heart. It is awesome that you're willing to take the time out, you know, to help others and to help us to get out there and to be heard and to tell our story. I just want you to know that is a blessing. I just want you to know that I will be praying for you and your continued success. And I just want you to know that you are an awesome human being. And I just want to leave. Yes, and I want to leave the listeners with just to walk in faith, hope, love, and know that awesome grace is sufficient.
I love it. Thank you, Marcia. Marcia Martin Yates. And now, Blossom, you've got the stage. Lord help us. Give us your final thought.
Hey, I'm up here dancing because God is good.
Come on, Blossom. Yes, he is.
I ain't the one to gossip, but when I tell you, I'm asking God to bless you abundantly because you allowed us to come on your show and to be ourselves. That's the main thing.
Yes.
When you can be transparent, you know, and when you can be true to yourself, you can be true to anybody else. Like I tell people, if I put it on page 23 in the book, I don't care what you say or think about me because it's called deliverance. You understand me?
God brought me
from under a bridge to drive over the bridge to my dreams. And the best is yet to come. Just got to keep on holding. And this last thing I want to tell you, throw your watch away because you ain't got time for that.
I love it. Thank you, ladies. You know what? As I always say, God bless you. The Unstoppable Story Show has always a seat on the show for you guys. When you do get your next book ready, Blossom, let us know about it, and we can definitely showcase that as well. Marcia, as you continue to go forth as a speaker and an author, we definitely want to continue to be in connection and collaboration with you, so that we can help you continue to move to the next level of your greatness. Thank you, ladies, so much for giving us your time
on
the Unstoppable Story Show.
Thank you.
And you guys
and
have
you.
An unstoppable week, okay?
Amen.
Yes.
Marcia, get in touch with me.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, ladies,
bye-bye now.
ladies and gentlemen, that was Blossom Rogers and Marsha Martin Yates on the Unstoppable Story Show with Terrence Leftridge. Powerful show, two powerful women. You know what? Here's the unstoppable thought for the night. Before you can be a beautiful flower, a beautiful four-leaf clover, you've got to go through some things. And before you can grow through some things, you've got to go through some things. And sometimes those things you have to go through are going to take you to some dark places. But guess what? The roots to that beautiful flower are formed in the dark places. In the trials and the tribulations is the place where you grow that strength. In the trials and the tribulations is the place where you grow in wisdom. In the trials and the tribulations is where you grow in faith, so that when God pulls you from under the bridge and he takes you over the bridge to your four-leaf clover, then it doesn't stop there. Then he's going to make you a bridge for somebody else who is under and needs to come over too. But first, you've got to be the one to go build your roots, come from under that bridge, over the bridge, so that you can see your four-leaf clovers. Because once you see that it's possible for you, then you can't help but want to go show some other people how to do the same thing that you just did. Now, as Blossom said, I ain't one to gossip, but here's what I know. If you continue to dream big, aim high, and believe in the impossible, believe that you can come from under the bridge, believe that with faith, hope, grace, and love that you can find your four-leaf clover, if you believe that with everything inside of you, then you too, my friend, are on the road to being unstoppable. Hey, that's my time. Thank you again for being a part of the Unstoppable Story Show. Jamie Adams, thanks for joining us on Facebook Live. DM Burnett, Zasha Halls, Erica Ferguson, and all the other people that jumped in and out through Facebook Live tonight, thank you so much. This show only works because you watch and you share. So please like the comments, share the comments, share the show with somebody else who knows that it's time for them. The time is now. Time is to throw away the watch and come from up under that bridge, go over that bridge, and go find your four-leaf clover. And then you, too, will be unstoppable. Until next time, don't just make it a great week. Make it an unstoppable week. And here's to living your life on the next level. Take care, family.